Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The verse I want is verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. That's nice, we think. He's delivering me from all my fears, but he actually has a particularly elegant way of delivering us from our fears. He drops us straight into the area that we fear most. Job knows that. That which I feared has come upon me. He had obviously feared the loss of all his material blessings and his children. Didn't lose his wife, interestingly, who was a different character altogether. But he ends up saying, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. From his time of crying out for deliverance, Job found something very deep in God. And that was that God cannot lie. And he delivered him from his fears. Deliverance from fear does not come by injection, beloved. We always want the shortcut, the cut across the park. We never want to run the marathon. Concord, we think, when he thinks camel. Let's get this thing over quickly. God is not like that. It's not that he wants to intensify your pain and fear. He wants to deliver you from the fear of death. Because while you fear it, Satan will have a hold over you. And particularly while you fear your loss of material possessions, of finance, of family, that will hold your heart in a vicious, cold grip, like the grip of death. So by circumstance, you need to be delivered from these fears. The key is to seek the Lord in it, so that you will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will be continually in your mouth. Don't waste your sorrows, beloved of God. Don't waste your trials. They have something very precious to bestow upon you. God bless you.